Good morning. With unemployment numbers reaching record numbers in many states, some expected the number of people seeking welfare to make ends meet might also be on the rise. But according to an investigation by our partners at the New York Times, which is in the paper today, welfare isn't keeping pace. In fact, 18 states cut their welfare rolls last year, and nationally, the number of people receiving cash assistance remained at or near 40-year lows. The Times reporter on the story is Jason DeParle, who joins us from Washington. He's also the author of The American Dream, Three Women, Ten Kids, and a Nation's Drive to End Welfare. Welcome and good morning, Jason.
Hi, good morning.
Let's talk big picture first. How can that be? In the midst of hard economic times, there are fewer people seeking welfare.
Well, the story didn't say that there are necessarily fewer people seeking welfare. The story said that in 18 states there are fewer people getting welfare. Some states have put into place procedures in the last couple of years that make it harder to get welfare.
Let's take Michigan for an example. You lay that out in your story. Tell us how they're handling things.
There was a law passed in 2006 that threatened states with new financial penalties if they didn't make further progress in cutting their welfare rolls or putting more of the people on their rolls into work programs. Michigan responded with a process that makes people spend a month looking for a job before they can come on the rolls. That means they have to make daily attendance at a job search program before they can come on and get cash assistance. So that sounds like a reasonable and easy enough thing to do, but if you are in some sort of crisis, if you've got a domestic violence situation, if you've got mental illness, a physical disability, you may miss some of those classes and not be able to get onto cash assistance. One thing that struck me as interesting is even the director of the Department of Social Services there thought it had been an obstacle for some people getting on the rolls, thought it wasn't a good policy, but said his hand had been forced by the new federal rules.
So is what's happening here just highlighting and making the obstacles even more difficult in this hard economic environment?
In some places, I think one thing you have to remember about the new welfare system is it's really 51 different welfare systems if you count the District of Columbia. Florida, which had been very tough in the past years, had an increase of 17 or 18% in its welfare rolls last year. Michigan, on the other hand, with the highest unemployment rate in the country, had a double-digit reduction. So you have 51 different states going in different directions. There are a couple of reasons why you might not expect the welfare rolls to respond immediately to an economic downturn. You know, there could be a lag between the time someone loses their job and goes on cash assistance. They might be able to get other federal help first through, say, an unemployment program. It might be that the recession hit different parts of the economy at different times and is only now beginning to hit the kinds of jobs that poor people take, you know, the kinds of low-skilled jobs. You can't, from this data, make a firm conclusion that needy people are being turned away. But I think it does raise some serious questions about that.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that we can't necessarily look at welfare numbers as an indicator anymore of what's actually going on in the economy. So, like, what would you have us look at?
Well, one interesting contrast is with the food stamp program. Every state last year increased its food stamps, number of people getting food stamps, and overall the number of people nationwide went up 12%. So this at a time when the cash welfare is being kept constant or cut in some states. Food assistance has gone up significantly. One important difference to keep in mind there is the way the two different programs are financed. Food stamps are financed almost entirely by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So every time a state puts another person on food stamps, it's costing the state almost nothing, and it's bringing more money into the state, more federal dollars into the state, more federal dollars that can be spent in local stores, more federal dollars to help local people. By contrast, the welfare system is funded at a fixed level no matter how many people come on the rolls. So that same state that puts someone on food stamps, if they put them on cash assistance, all that money, that entire sum, is coming straight out of the state budget. And I think that does make a difference.
That makes me wonder, what is welfare today? When we think of welfare, there's cash assistance, as you've mentioned. There is vouchers for housing, there are food stamps. Is it consistent across those 51 states?
It's not even consistent within the 51 states. In some places, different counties have different policies, and each of those programs that you discussed has different financing and has different rules. Interestingly, most states don't consider food stamps welfare. So at the same time that we've had public campaigns urging people to get off welfare, by which the states mean cash assistance, don't take cash assistance. We've labeled it a form of dependency. We've said it's bad for families. It erodes the moral work ethic inside the family. At the same time we've done that, we've had public advertisements urging people to get on the food stamps. And we've most states define that not as welfare, but as a form of nutritional assistance. And, of course, you can just as easily buy a hamburger or a banana with the cash aid you're getting as with the food stamps you're getting.
What do you think the latest data that...
I think there's a real inconsistent ethos, you know, with the way we approach it. Excuse me, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. What do you think, then, the numbers that you've looked at, what does that tell us about the reforms from 1996?
To take a step back, in 1996, there was an entitlement to federal aid. It was, by current standards, very easy to get. The states had limited, much more limited ability to decide who came and who didn't come on the rolls. The rules were made much more difficult in 1996, and many critics thought that lots of poor people would really be damaged by this, would really be hurt. In the years that followed, the rolls fell very sharply, but child poverty rates also fell and employment rates soared. So by and large, for most people, I think the program did help them get off the rolls and into a job in that economy for most people. Now, there was a small group that even then wasn't doing very well, was left with neither welfare nor work. But by and large, you know, most people, it served as a bit of a goad, and they proved more employable than most experts believed. The question hanging over this program has always been, okay, that was in a good economy. What would happen in a bad economy, and what would states do when all this additional assistance had to come directly out of their budgets? And that's what we're seeing right now.
And so let's extrapolate. What do you think we're going to see in the future?
There is a measure in the the economic recovery bills going through Congress that would give states some matching funds if they expanded their assistance to meet the growing need. That may help a little bit at the margin, but again, they're matching funds, so the states have to come up with some money of their own. And I think states are just so strapped for cash, I can't imagine it being much of a priority in many places to put more money into cash welfare when you're competing against schools and all sorts of other pressing needs.
You know,
so I wouldn't foresee a very large expansion.
I want to go back to something you were talking about at the beginning, that, you know, maybe Michigan, if we were looking at that as an example, that maybe there's some sort of lag between when people have lost jobs and they start looking around for some sort of state assistance. But in Michigan, we've had pretty steady unemployment for a while. So what kind of lag would there really have been?
I don't know the month-by-month data on Michigan and whether it came up, you know, whether it rose at the end of the year, but I think in general that's a good point. On the other hand, Georgia, where unemployment has been rising only in the second half of last year, did have a small increase at the end of the year. I don't think that's a major explanation for what's going on, but it could be an explanation in some places.
Jason, is it possible to say that families who need help are getting it or not?
I think it's possible or likely to say that most families are finding it more difficult to get help under this system than they did in the past. And that was true in good times as well. And for some families, that was good in good times because they really could go out and work. And going on to cash assistance had been, in the long term, a bad thing for them. But we're in a different economy now, and I think we're seeing the downside of some of the gains that we saw earlier.
Jason DeParle, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Jason DeParle is a reporter in the Washington Bureau for the New York Times. He wrote the book American Dream, Three Women, Ten Kids, and the Nation's Drive to End Welfare. Today, he's got an investigation in the New York Times, taking a look at welfare in the midst of hard economic times.